This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Female Health and Technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Courtney Miller, Community Manager at Kindara, a company that gives women the tools and knowledge to take control of their reproductive health. Courtney, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So first of all, if you would, for the listeners, give us an overview briefly of Kindara.
So we're a women's health company that aims to help women learn about and understand their cycles so that they can be in the driver's seat of their own bodies. We currently have an iPhone app and also coming soon for Android that women can use to enter data related to their fertility each day so they can learn if and when they're fertile during each cycle. And women can then use this information as an aid in getting to avoid pregnancy naturally, as the pill, or just to learn more about their bodies.
And how does Kindara help women achieve better outcomes with their reproductive health?
So like I said, women can use it as an aid in getting pregnant, avoiding pregnancy, or just to learn more about their cycles. So what Kindara does is it teaches women when they're fertile during each cycle. And what a lot of women and men don't realize is that women are only fertile for a period about 5 to 7 days each cycle. And outside of that window, it's impossible to get pregnant. So knowing when that window is, women can either try intercourse getting pregnant, avoid intercourse or use protection during that window to avoid pregnancy. And also, if there are any issues with a woman's cycle that may be preventing her from getting pregnant or keeping her from optimum health, she can learn this through tracking her data with Kindara.
How would you say that Kindara is different from other fertility apps out there in the market?
So there are a lot of other fertility apps out there, but what sets Kindara apart is empowering women through data. So instead of women just entering a few things into the app and us saying, oh, yeah, you're fertile or you're not fertile, well, we do tell women when they're fertile and they're not. But beyond that, we help women to understand why they're fertile or why they're not and what's going on with their body each day. One of the main reasons why the co-founders started this company is that, you know, they saw that a lot of women today spend a good part of their younger years terrified that they're going to get pregnant. And then all of a sudden they want to get pregnant right away, and they realize that it may not be as easy as they thought it would be. So there's a lot of panic and confusion surrounding fertility, and it doesn't have to be that way. And so the co-founders really wanted to help women feel calm and confident about their fertility at all stages of their reproductive years. And also, with the data that women can track with Kindara, if they do need to see a fertility specialist or a doctor, they'll be much better prepared, and they can, you know, show their doctor what's going on so that they can avoid unnecessary and expensive testing and procedures.
Today we are with Courtney Miller, Community Manager at Kindara, a company that gives women the tools and knowledge to take control of their reproductive health, here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Courtney, if you would, tell us about what Kindara has been working on lately.
So we just released a new version of the app, which is now in the App Store, and this new version includes a community feature, which allows women to anonymously share their data, connect with each other for support on fertility-related issues, and learn together about what their data means. So we're really excited about this feature because it's a really cool way for women to learn more about their fertility and connect with each other. Currently, there's tons of other online fertility forums and communities, but you find that in a lot of these forums, it's just women maybe listing vague symptoms and saying, oh, yeah, you're pregnant, or this is what's going on. And often the advice is unreliable. So we aim to change that with our community and create a space that's positive and constructive and based in data rather than just speculation.
Excellent. And tell us lastly, what one thing women can do now to improve their fertility?
Sure. Well, if they have an iPhone app, they can download Kendara. It's completely free. If not, you can check out our website, www.kendara.com, and from there you can find links to our blog and knowledge base. And there's tons of information in there on how to track your fertility and how to interpret your fertility signs. Certainly there's something that would be relevant for any woman in there.
Well, if you're a female and you like technology, you've got to love this app. Courtney, thanks so much for checking in with us and giving an update as to what the options are with Kendara. And certainly, you're more than welcome to come back to give us an update on what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Courtney Miller, Community Manager at Kendara, a company that gives women the tools and knowledge to take control of their reproductive health. And once again, the website of reference is kendara.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.